So this is just 1 minute at 2:30, and it's the end of the contagion passage. Ready. But if we do, at least the work is taking place to help respond. At least something is in progress. Back in Sungai Nepal, thousands of palm trees have replaced the pig sheds that once surrounded the village. Farming swine remains banned here. While some people switched to rear chickens or produce palm oil, the community has also shrunk, as many left to find work elsewhere or avoid painful memories, says Mr. Paul. But for the 38-year-old, taking part in the UN research is just another part of his drive to mark the events of 1999. He helped set up a small museum in Sungai Nepal, which recounts how the virus devastated the village it was named after. In the beginning, most people had an objection to the virus being called Nepal. They felt that it was not a good memory and had bad associations, Mr. Paul says. But today, after so many years, I think it's good. We can let people know what happened here 24 years ago. We want a new generation to be aware. Mr. Goh, too, believes the world must not forget those that died, and he's hopeful that the blood he's provided may help others avoid a similar fate. I wanted to help scientists check. What is this virus and what does it do to us, he says. I hope they make a vaccine, and if they do, I want my children to take it.